7:01 in the p.m. This is KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM on your dial here in L.A., 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, heard all over the web at kpfk.org. We're in North San Diego also at 93.7, and it's time for our next very special guest, and we have Jeff Rivas here, and he is here to talk about the final week of The Sweetheart Deal, written and directed by my longtime friend, Diane Rodriguez, who for years was working at the Mark Taper Theater. She originally was in El Teatro Campesino, I believe starting in the late 1970s. That's Luis Valdez's theater company that brought us such things as Zoot Suit. And here to tell us all about the story is one of the cast members, Jeff Rivas. What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Good evening, Mark. Well, I just came from the theater. I rushed over here. Not too bad
traffic. Man, he was right in the... I know. The traffic was not bad for a change.
Yeah.
Like, normally, it's like bumper to bumper no matter what time it is. But everybody's out of town having a good time. All right. Where did it all start with you?
For this production or just
in general?
In general, I'm was born in the San Joaquin Valley near Fresno in a small town called Fowler, and so this story resonates with me on many levels because growing up in an agricultural area, the stories I heard from my tios and tias and my parents, you know, every summer they had to go to the fields to pick, and all the non-Latinos got to go work at the grocery stores or department
right.
stores.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They got the good jobs. And, yeah. My parents took us out one hot summer to pick grapes to just show us what we don't want
to
be doing.
Yes. Yeah.
So education became very important for our family.
College it is.
Yes, it is. I'm a UCLA grad with my master's. So I have a little pride with that. And we promote the show. The show we've performed already to about 1,000 college and high school kids, and it's just amazing to see their response. And some of the teachers have said, why isn't this curriculum or these stories not taught in school? So, it's a story about the United Farm Workers. It's Diane Rodriguez's sort of retelling somewhat of a personal story of her aunt and uncle who gave up their midlife, their middle-class life in San Jose and went to volunteer with the United Farm Workers Movement in Delano and what happens there. You know, it's about sacrifice. It's about what volunteerism means, about joining a movement and putting your whole heart into it. And again, that resonates for me because working for the Latino Theater Company, who are the producers in association with the Teatro Campesino, we are... a nonprofit and are constantly fighting, uphill battles to get our shows done, to get the funding that we need to do the shows, and depending on not just ticket sales, but grants and those kind of things. So it's, when you volunteer, when you're working for a nonprofit, it's sometimes it can be bleak, and it's also very rewarding, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have some recordings in the Pacifica Radio Archives with both Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta from before they were the United Farm Workers. And they were talking about what their mission statement was, like, what are they trying to do? And what was the actual, how did they actually get from an idea to actually getting this thing going? And it literally was going door to door to the campesinos and convincing them that if they joined this union and donated X amount of dollars, they could help build a powerful a union that would be able to, go toe-to-toe with these big land-grant farmers that up until that point could pay any wage and then allow these workers to work in any conditions with pesticides, without, proper health care, without schooling for their kids or any of these things.
Without running water or without a bathroom.
Yeah, and it was very interesting to see how hopeful that Cesar was in those early days when, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work, and it was just something that over time started to make sense to people. And people are afraid. to take action like that, because you're going up against powerful people and powerful corporations and powerful forces, political forces, media, the law, and it's like that's a scary thing to take that leap.
Tonight we had the honor of having Arturo Rodriguez, who's now the president of the UFW, watch the show tonight, and so. As a performer, I mean, I know Arturo, but it still makes you a little nervous. You want to do the best you can, and he was very pleased with the show. And we had a little chat before I had to take off to come here, but he said that, you know, that it was well done, and that it does give a sense of what was going on in those times, because the play does take place in the early 70s, and how the Teamsters and the Growers and the Campesinos their relationships have evolved over the years, but now with this new administration, it's kind of come back full circle, and there's a big fear now still of, you know, fighting for your rights, fighting for just in equal footing.
Well, okay, tell us the Sweetheart Deal. It's running from May 4th to June 4th. So
correct.
The last day will be what, Sunday?
Next Sunday, yes. So
okay.
We have five more shows to see it.
Okay. Where is it performing at?
We are at the Los Angeles Theater Center, which is located in the old Bank District downtown, 514 South Spring Street. It's between 5th and 6th downtown. Ample parking all around. Now that development has been happening downtown.
It's pretty hipster around that area.
It sure is. You might have to watch where you step sometimes, because there's more dogs downtown now than I've ever seen. But there's some beautiful restaurants, nice places to hang out, and you don't need to be fearful of downtown anymore.
No, I mean, in the 90s and maybe even the late 80s, you might be able to see rats of unusual size and other horrors, but those are days long gone. It's like Hipsterville now, and it's, you know, spring in Maine, actually, on those, in that particular section, is pretty awesome.
It is, and, you know, also... they have, on the second Thursday of every month, downtown Art Walk, which is, you know, when the weather is the way LA has its warm weather, the droves of people that come out and just are walking the streets and stuff, it's really fun to be downtown.
Okay, so what are the times and dates that people can go see this, The Sweetheart Deal, written and directed by Dan Rodriguez, longtime member, employee at
she still is, and
at the Mark Taper Forum.
She still is, and she's an Obie winner, and she also got nominated by President Obama to be on the Arts Council. The woman has a lot of things going on for her.
And she started at Teatro Campesino, or one
did.
Of her early...
She actually went and joined the Teatro Campesino as a young artist, and traveled the world and got her education that way. So it was really interesting. It's been, you know, I actually got to do a workshop back in 1983 with Teatro, and that was when I got to meet Diane, and then ultimately working with her on La Bamba, and our paths have been intersecting throughout our courses of our careers, and I'm just so happy to have been, you know, asked to be part of this project. But our times are Sundays, 3 o'clock matinee. The show is only 90 minutes, so you're out in, you know, ample time. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 o'clock. Again, there's tickets available, and I think it's worth your while to come see it. It's a nice little entertaining history lesson of our culture and what happened during that period of time. You know, with the kids, I also tell them, you know, don't take for granted where your food comes from. You know,
Hey, I just drove from L.A. to San Jose and back, and, you know, this is the food basket that feeds the world.
It does.
And that's one of Cesar Chavez's famous sayings. It's like, you know, this, you must respect the people that put food on your table here and all around the world. And, you know, demanding a livable wage and humane living conditions is not unreasonable.
And one other thing I'd like to point out, too, is that, you know, even though this is a great history lesson and it's entertaining, that this is an American story. It's just because the campesinos or the workers involved here may be immigrants or, you know, may not have been born here, but, you know, are Americans. But this story happened here, you know, and when it's not taught in the schools, when it's not part of our mainstream history, that shows a lot. So we really want to make sure that this story gets out and that more people are definitely aware of it and acknowledge the hard work that Cesar and Dolores and now Arturo are doing to continue that legacy.
All right, my guest is Jeff Rivas. He is part of the cast of The Sweetheart Deal, written, directed by Diane Rodriguez, and performing at the L.A. Theater Center. It is between 5th and 6th Street on Spring Street in downtown Los Angeles. It's really one of the long-standing theaters, modern theaters, that has produced some pretty wonderful plays over the ages. One of the first plays that I saw there was somewhere around 1990. This little comedy troupe from San Francisco came down and did a play called The Mission, and they ended up being Culture Clash. And, you know, it's just, you know, again, these are theaters are providing space for great stories, thoughtful stories, and to showcase the great talent in the Latino and, you know, in theater in general. But in this case, in the Latino, community, the great wealth of theatrical talent that we have, to tell these great stories, the untold stories, the stories that, you know, people don't realize that when you get fresh fruit and fresh vegetables on your table, that somebody did a lot of work that a lot of people don't want to do to put it there.
Exactly.
You know, and it was very, very interesting during the last political, maybe not this one, but the one before, I guess Obama's second presidential run, where the Republican propaganda line was, Latinos are stealing your jobs. Undocumented workers are stealing your jobs. And the United Farm Workers literally put out a communique saying, okay, if you're an Anglo and you want a job, we are going to hire you. We are not going to turn anybody down.
And how many responses?
And they got some responses, and people were quitting like in hours, in a day, in a week. One guy went like a couple weeks, and he was like, I'm sticking this out. And then it was like, nah, this just isn't worth it. And the fact of the matter is, that's a lot of work. And to demonize a whole subset of humans based on the fact that they're doing this work that you don't want to do for political reasons is just it's horrendous, and it's something that we need to push back on. Yes, and this play is kind of one of those pushbacks.
And if I could just piggyback on what you said about the Los Angeles Theater Center, you know, the Latino Theater Company has a mission statement where we explore in bold ways the Mexican-American experience. But also for the center itself, we are one of the most diverse producers in the city. And when you come to the city, no matter what your ethnicity is, you will see at some point your life reflected on one of our stages. So we take great pride in that, and we encourage as many people to come see. So just because we are called the Latino Theater Company, we are doing more immense work than just about the Latinos. So just want to put that out there.
Okay, very good. Once again, you have five more opportunities to see The Sweetheart Deal. My guest is Jeff Rivas. Who is your character?
I play Will. I play the husband who left his nice, cush, middle-class life and very optimistic goes out. I don't want to give away too much of the storyline, but some things take a strange twist in the story. And my wife, who's played by Ruth Livier, Mari, comes along with me, and you see the struggle that we go through, and also what happens at the end there.
Okay, very good. It's a story that, again, is a type of story that is not really given very much space in mainstream media, and I'm sure we're going to laugh a little bit, cry a little bit throughout the theater piece. I'm a big fan of theater myself. I've been going to the theater more than I have ever gone before, and you know, I hope to catch one of these shows before it ends. There's an opportunity to see the show until June 4th, which Correct. Is a week from tomorrow. So you still have tomorrow's show, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Very good. Jeff Rivas, thank you so much for joining us. Send my hellos to Diane Rodriguez, who I've known for many years and has been doing great work. And also, she has been providing space for some of the great talent in the Latino community for many, many years. And much appreciation and thanks to all the work that you and the Latino Theater Company does.
Well, thank you for having us on the show. Appreciate it.
All right. Very good. All right. We're going to continue now with a little more music from right here on Travel Tips for Aslan. And then we're just going to have some fun, buddy.
Yeah.